Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk rugby now, and the Blouse Cup is back on the field this weekend. And joining us online from the Orange Emus, it's Nigel Staniforth. Good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Mate, last week with the lockdown, the competition decided let's let everyone have a rest.
Yeah, on the back of a bye, so it wasn't ideal, but what can you do? It's the least we could do to keep this under control. So, yeah, I think it was a pretty easy decision, the Central West board and the fairest thing. Everyone just, because Cowra and Bathurst could have played, just everyone get a draw for the weekend and we'll reassess and have a crack this weekend.
All right, big game this weekend, the local derby.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so back into it. So this will be the last one for the year. So up at Pride Park, and I've got a feeling they haven't played up there for a while either. Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and I think just to get out and run around and, you know, do what we like doing.
Yeah, all right. Okay, now, I believe, because we're nearly at the end of the competition, not many rounds to go.
Yeah, two rounds to go. So we've got City at City, so we missed another home game, so we've been pretty good at that the last 2 years probably. So we had to pass in the game last week versus Dubbo, so we've got, we're going to City this weekend and then across to Cowra. And it's pretty tight. We can't drop any games, but we need to win the next two games to secure that home semi-final.
Because Emus, as it stands now, 47 points. Cowra, they're on 43. Bathurst on 36. And the Forbes Platypie on 32. So looking like that will be the top four mix. But as you say, it's not decided yet in first grade as to who the minor premiers will be.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's up to pretty much probably ourselves and Cara to see what we can do over the next two weeks, and bonus points are going to be important. And then probably the same thing for the Bathurst and Forbes, that 3-4 is elimination final, and you want to be playing that at home rather than away. So, yeah, it's good to see end of, you know, two rounds to go, and everyone's kind of still in the mix to fight out for that, or the top four still in the mix so you can place in the finals.
Okay, now I believe Emu's third grade side are in a similar story, but some great news for the second grade team.
Yeah, just on the back of that draw, the way it ends now, I believe they're minor premiers, so they've had a cracking year and really good bunch of guys, and they've been driving the club big time this year, which is something we, after the last year or two, have been wanting to do. So led by their captains and their coaches, really good vibe there and well-deserved. So, I'm sure they want to keep going after the weekend and finish the next two rounds and then head into the finals. So third grade have got to make sure they pick up some good points in the next two rounds as well, so they get in the top two spots. So got a little bit to go there, and women's are still in the fight as well. So it's going to be interesting next 2 weeks.
Yeah, certainly is. But all eyes turn to Pride Park this Saturday. It's the local derby in the rugby. Orange City will be hosting the Orange Emus. Kick-off in the main game at 3:15 p.m. Nigel Staniforth with me, mate. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for your time.
No, thanks, Neil. Thank you.